the Northern Western Regional Assembly published a report earlier on the year presenting evidence that our region, our towns, villages and our urban areas were going to be the slowest places on the island of Ireland to recover from COVID due to the government restrictions, because we're heavily reliant on some of the service industries that were actually closed during COVID. The evidence is there when you chart over the last 10 or 11 years, you know, comparatively with the lower levels of investment in road infrastructure, health infrastructure, education, further education and training in our schools, in our transportation systems, etc.
What tends to happen in discussions is the nine counties stretching from Donegal down to Galway tend to be lumped in together as the Western Northwest region. Within that region, there's an argument to be made, many will say, that if you compare Donegal to Galway, the gap is almost as big as it is if you compare the actual region to Dublin, that there is a disparity within the region as well, and the Northwest comes out second best.
Absolutely. We've done the data on that, and actually if you extracted Galway city region from the Northern Western region, actually we'd actually be categorised at the lowest tier of regional performance across Europe, not just in Ireland, because the European Commission categorised all regions in Europe as either developed, region transition, or less developed. And if Galway was removed out of that, then the remainder of the region will be classified as a less developed region with some of the newer EU communities. So it doesn't reflect well on the performance of the region, notwithstanding the very positive actions that are in play all across the region, particularly in Donegal and some of the cross-border work that's going on. But it's still, comparatively, we're growing much slower, and the actual chasm of growth is actually growing.